You're listening to BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC Business Class。今天的语言专家节目中，我们仍然邀请语言教师 Simon Cuttahy 和商务课堂的同学们一起学习做商务演示时需要用的英语语言技巧。在上期节目中，我们听了 Catherine 和董贞对比了做商务报告和做商务演示之间的差别。其中很重要的一点就是，当你在做商务演示时，你需要想方设法的和你的观众进行互动。那怎样才能与你的观众互动呢？ Simon 将和商务课堂的同学们来一起讨论这个问题。但首先我们来听听下面这段话。录音中这位女士正在做商务演示。这个录音片段是某办公室设备维修公司职员做的演示，他的公司将为职员开始进行英语培训。请在听的过程中试着回答下面这个问题：做演示的人使用什么方法和听众进行互动的呢？
So, the pilot for the program really came about when we asked our staff a question. We said to them, what thing would most improve your enjoyment of the job and of working in this country? And the answer came back, English classes.And we were a bit surprised by this, because of course you can learn English for free at lots of colleges and adult education centers. But then our staff explained to us that with their shift changing every week, it was impossible for them to join a class, because even if they could go one week, they might not be able to go the next. So we realized we had a bit of a problem. We wanted our staff to have lessons, but how could we get around this problem of people being on different shifts?We couldn't afford to pay for lots of different classes. The solution couldn't have been more straightforward. My mother always used to say to me, the best things in life are free. One day I realized that we already have a magnificent resource for language learning. That is, a large multilingual workforce who have to communicate with one another in English. So we thought, our staff are already talking to one another in English about work,If we gave them access to new vocabulary, would they start to use English to talk about other things too?
Okay, so how did Catherine use English to engage with her audience in that clip? Rung.
Firstly, she stressed several words she won't mention, and also she brought up several questions from the perspective of the audience, like how this English program could be done has arisen from them.
That was a very good point. Yeah, she asked lots of questions. And you can also pose questions that you don't expect your audience to answer.
是的 ,Catherine 问了好几个问题,不过她并不是要求听众呢对每一个问题都做出回答。Now, let's listen to this clip again.
We said to them, what thing would most improve your enjoyment of the job and of working in this country? And the answer came back, English classes.
Okay, so questions. She was asking the audience questions, even though she didn't really want an answer from the audience, but just to focus them on the topic.
是的，她给听众们提出了一个问题，让大家思考，然后她给出了这个问题的答案，就在下面这段录音当中。
Now let's listen to the next clip, and I want you to think about what she's doing here to engage the audience.
So we realized we had a bit of a problem. We wanted our staff to have lessons,But how could we get round this problem of people being on different shifts? The solution couldn't have been more straightforward.
Okay, so what was Catherine doing there in that clip? Anybody? Jet?
Well, I think Catherine in the clip actually had this self-addressed question, like how could we have solved this problem?
A problem. Yeah, in the first sentence she introduced a problem. And then in the second sentence, a... Anybody?
Solution.
Good. Yeah, she introduced the solution.So what she's doing is to engage the audience. Okay, let's listen to the last clip now from Catherine. And I want you to think about what she's doing with the language to engage the audience.
My mother always used to say to me, the best things in life are free. One day I realized that we already have a magnificent resource for language learning. That is, a large multilingual workforce who have to communicate with one another in English.
Okay, last clip though then. What was she doing to engage the audience? Anybody? Rung?
Firstly, she mentioned about her mom.
Mm.
Probably I think she used this to get a bit closer with her audience. She doesn't want to make this presentation sound so serious.
Good, yeah. She was adding a personal touch. She said, my mother used to say to me, the best things in life are free. So she, by being personal, again, you can engage with the audience.
确实，正如刚才荣和 Simon 说的，同样重要的是 Catherine 在她讲话当中呢，也适当加入了一点个人的色彩。比如，她就说到了她妈妈曾经用过的一个谚语。
So there we have several key ways of engaging with your audience.
谢谢 Simon。如果今天的节目激发了让你练习英语的兴趣，请登录我们的网站 bbcukchina.com， 然后点击 BBC Business Class， 收听更多完整的语言专家系列节目。在下期节目中，我们将开始 BBC Business Class 系列的最后一部分——商务谈判。中国的商务谈判和西方的商务谈判有什么区别呢？我们的专家 Daniel Whitcomb 将会对这个问题进行解答。千万别错过，我们下次节目再会。
BBCUKChina.com